Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking to take your social technology strategies to the next level? Then do we have a show for you. Social Geek Radio co-hosts AK Stout and Deb Evans chat weekly with innovative technology folks who share their experiences, tips, and tricks to help you take your business to the next level. Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Saying It Social and Deb Evans Consulting, LLC. To learn more about their unique services, including but not limited to speaking, consulting, and training, visit AK Stout and Deb Evans Consulting.com.
And this is Deb Evans here outside of Houston in the lovely city of Stagecoach. And I'm so excited because on the line I have on the show with me, and I even checked her in on Foursquare, is I have AK Stout. You're here. You're back.
I know, and I forgot how wonderful our commercial sounded.
Yeah, I took the liberty of when I checked in at Foursquare, it's like, yes, AK's with me.
I know, so I thought you did, so then I checked in on Foursquare, so I got all my bases covered.
So virtually we're together. Okay. So you have been very busy, and you've been missed.
Yes, I had family in town for a while. I went to visit my brother in Denver, and then I taught a social media class at the Fort Benning Army Base in Georgia. And then lately I just took over the social media for a mall near me, so that's had me on my toes quite a bit. And I got a whole bunch of other new clients, too. So it's been a whirlwind, but it's been really, really good.
Well, very good. Well, we're looking forward to hearing you tonight and the Geek It Out segment, of course. So wonderful. I'm excited. So we have a guest that we're holding tight here in the green room, that we should probably release him. And it is Matt. I'm going to call you Matt, not Matthew. Matthew DeBusk from Great Raps. And AK, I don't know if you had the opportunity to meet Matt at Fran Camp, but he was there. And actually, he and I have been following each other on Twitter and trying to connect, but I got to meet him for the first time during Fran Camp and was a quick, hi, how are you? And then we had a conversation, and today he's with us. So, hi, Matt.
Hey there. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, ladies.
Very good. So you are the VP Brand Development of Great Raps. Why don't
VP
you...
of Brand Development.
Yeah,
for Great Raps. And I'll tell you, isn't it interesting how you can bring that that online world? I think it was about, 6 months, maybe even a year, that you and I were kind of trading some messages on Twitter and just keeping up with each other, and then made that online an offline conversation, and here we are.
Yep.
So it's a wonderful example of social media doing real work in the real life.
In the IRL, in real life. Yeah, because I think it was that last time I went to Atlanta, and the one thing I always love to do is check out who do I know online in the cities that I visit that I'd like to meet in person. And we tried to connect, and it didn't work. And then this trip, it obviously worked, and it was great to meet you in person. And so good to have you in the audience of a Fran Camp. So tell us tell us something about Great Raps, because there are a few locations here in Texas, but not that many, and I think there might be some folks in our audience who are not familiar with your brand.
Yeah, we actually have 10 restaurants spread through Texas, and the franchisee there is very engaged with the brand. I would certainly call him one of the leading franchisees in our system. He's very engaged with the staff, with the day-to-day operations, with marketing, so we give him some major credit for being involved with the brand. As far as Great Raps go, we've been around for, call it 25 to 30 years. It's a phenomenal brand, and it's mostly located, or most locations are in the southeast, although we go, up the east coast and as far west, as Texas and beyond.
Very good. And what kind of food do you guys serve and gals?
Well, it is in the name. We've got great wraps, so by default, I've got to go to the wraps. But we're expanding the menu. You know, we've had wraps for the entire legacy of the brand, and we're moving towards a platform that guests are demanding, which is more salads, more sandwiches, and we're doing that in terms of paninis. We also offer a steak sandwich that's a phenomenal product, but I've got to default back to the wraps. And what we're really known for is healthy almost by default, but we're trying to make sure that the flavor of great wraps comes through. We're really trying to differentiate ourselves from some of the other major players out there by focusing on flavor first and foremost.
I have the most important question I'm going to ask all night. When is Great Wraps coming to Baltimore?
Oh.
When is Great? Well, I've got to give you the answer as soon as we can find a phenomenal franchisee to help us develop the market.
Well, I'm going to work on that for you because I love me some wraps and I need one of those here.
You know, I got to throw out there that, you know, wraps, the first thing that comes to your mind is, you know, a healthy food. And so we love that. We definitely play on that. We want to make sure that comes through in our restaurants and in our branding and, you know, in the engagement that we do with our franchisees. But, you know, it's really almost even an indulgent food. When we have the flavor profiles that we have through Great Wraps, you can be as healthy or as indulgent as you want to be. But we've really got some phenomenal flavors out there that just going back, really differentiates us from somebody else who has kind of a generic wrap sandwich on their menu just because somebody wants a wrap or they want to eat healthy. And for us, we're always serving a fresh, hot, made-to-order, and we definitely stress the hot wrap, but a made-to-order food product.
Mm. You
have to come to Texas, AKA, and enjoy them here.
I know. Well, it's weird because I've only been to Texas once, I think, but it seems like I really knew about Great Wraps. I don't know. Maybe it's because of Fran Camp or something. Anyway.
You know, and one of the reasons I'll probably say that you weren't as much aware of Great Wraps before is we're primarily in shopping malls. So if you did any shopping while you're in Texas and you wandered through the food court, you might have seen a Great Wraps. And we're out there, you know, handing out samples of the Santa Fe chicken wrap, you know, which is one of our most popular items. But moving forward, and one of the whole reasons that I joined the company is we've got a big focus on getting outside of malls and getting outside of food courts. So we'll continue to focus on food courts because we know them. We do them exceptionally well. We've got a platform that is geared towards non-traditional venues. So we've got a location literally opening up, I think it's next week, maybe a week and a half, in the Atlanta airport. It's 300 square feet of restaurant space. So we're jamming a lot of power into a very small footprint. But, you know, we've got a platform that is very, very flexible. So we can go to downtown urban areas. We can go into airports. We can go into stadiums and other places that don't require a hood system and don't require a grease trap. So we're going to take what we've known, what we've been doing great for 25 years, and get it outside of shopping malls and get it into some of the major, more well-known venues. I'd say right next to a Panera, right next to a Chipotle, right next to a Five Guys. And we're going to make a run at finding some great franchisees and expanding more of a traditional sense.
And I would think the airport, and I think I saw a video one time of Mark Berkland on your team talking to the airport locations. That, to me, as a traveler, would be great because you're on the go. You want to get something to eat in between your flights. And as much as I love the brand Cinnabon, I don't necessarily want, you know, something heavy like that. I want that after. I could see where the Great Wraps would be perfect in the airports.
Yeah, when you go to an airport, you know, you're really trying to find something that is familiar to you. So there's a lot of other major chains that really focus on airports, and there's a lot of independent players that are out there. And even some of the large airport concessions have their own brands that they put within airports. For us, you know, we just see it as a great opportunity for something that's not kind of just that wrapped cold sandwich or that wrapped grilled chicken sandwich that's maybe a Caesar wrap that's kind of sitting in the cold area. I mean, it's really something that we can make to order per person in a very, very fast and efficient manner that has a big appeal. And beyond that, you know, we serve fries. You know, we've got a amazing baked fry that we are using in this technology. Wasn't necessarily developed for Great Wraps, but we're one of the only ones in the entire nation utilizing it out there. So not only do we have a hot, great wrap or, you know, a panini that's made to order, even a great salad that's got grilled chicken and melted cheese on top, but we've got, you know, a little bit more indulgence when it comes to a baked fry, yet you're still, you know, almost eating healthy. So it's a great splurge. And like I said, you can always default back to as healthy as you want to be when it comes back to it, which is what we, you know, what we've done for, you know, 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm. So now let's take the topic to, you need to find a great franchisee, and you know your locations, you know your geographics of where a franchise would be a perfect location, Baltimore, for example. How do you go about let's help him tonight, okay?
I love it.
I just tweeted somebody, please buy this, and with the link to the franchise information.
Listen to our show. You're going to be hungry. So how do you go about using social and social media to build that awareness and that brand presence to find that quality candidate that you need within your system?
Well, I will tell you that we explore a lot of different channels, and many of them are not going to be, I think, what a lot of other franchisors are focused on. A lot of franchisors want to go out and put, you know, put their logo and their name out there on a web portal, or they want to put together a great franchise site. You know, we'll continue to explore those routes, and we're overhauling our website, which is something we can chat about down the line. But back to what we're doing with social media engagement to pursue franchisees is, I've got to tell you, we're very diligent about who we're encouraging to join the Great Wraps brand. You know, we are looking at people who understand restaurants, who have ideally owned their own business in the past, who definitely have the adequate capital to do some multi-restaurant development with Great Wraps. So how do we go out and find that person, you know, that they're not just sitting on the corner saying, you know, I want to buy a franchise. So what I'm doing out there in the social world is I'm exploring Twitter and looking for people who are searching for franchises and searching for information. And I'll even go back through our, you know, our fans on Twitter, the people who are following us and the people who are engaging us on Facebook, and dive a little bit deeper. And it's a tedious process, and I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say that, but it's a gold mine of information. And even if, you know, even if that person isn't someone who directly might be a great candidate for Great Wraps, they're going to go out there and suggest it to a friend, maybe over dinner, maybe around the office at lunch, and spread the word for us. So a lot of times people say, you know, did you get a great lead from Twitter? Well, I can tell you I've gotten a bunch of great direct leads from Twitter, but I've had a tremendous number of referrals from people who were just fans of the brand and then brought it full circle to actually encouraging somebody to submit an application and start the process.
Just like I did.
You know, and I gotta say, so not even stopping at Twitter or Facebook, LinkedIn is a great platform for going out there and finding professionals. So I'm not really a big proponent, although I could see it being a great channel for people who want to go after, say, exclusively the lawyers and the doctors, or people who appear to have some deep capital and maybe want to expand outside their current profession. But I'm really looking for people who are trying to be more engaged with our brand, people who maybe can help me connect with somebody else who might be a great candidate for us. But there's a lot of people who are just fans of Great Wraps and fans of, you know, we're connected with on LinkedIn. And it's a far underutilized platform. It really takes a lot of, and Deb, you can probably help me here, where it takes a lot of know-how to kind of navigate LinkedIn, but there is no better resource out there of people who are using their real identities and have their real background that are out there, and they're always exploring, you know, the next great opportunity.
So then as a franchise development or brand development and you're on LinkedIn, are there particular groups or I guess you would start with groups. How do you search and use LinkedIn? What is your LinkedIn strategy to engage and connect with LinkedIn users to give them more information about the opportunities you have?
I would say like any platform out there, it's whether that's Facebook or LinkedIn or let's, you know, even getting into Path is a little bit more closed, just a little bit more for just your close friends, your close personal friends. So that's not, you know, necessarily a social platform I would suggest. But even platforms like Instagram, you know, you can't just pick up the mouse and keyboard and laptop one day and go, I'm going to go join Twitter and I'm going to update my profile on LinkedIn and try to encourage a bunch of people to connect with me on LinkedIn and think that it's all going to work because it's a long-term strategy. Mm-hmm. It's something that takes investing your personal time, that takes your own personal engagement. And frankly, for me, it's a lot of fun because just like this conversation, a lot of those people on the online world really become great, you know, people to chat with and become great people to connect with. I've met some brand presidents and CEOs and executives of some other restaurant organizations and franchise organizations that I highly admire. And it was just going to, like, the IFA annual convention and saying, hey, you know, we're following each other on Twitter. You know, we've traded a couple tweets or direct messages. You know, it's great to meet you in person. Just kind of use that as a spark to get the conversation going. But, you know, on LinkedIn, just like anything, it takes investing a deeper understanding of what is LinkedIn. It's not just a resume posting site. It's not just where you might go to find a new employer or find a new employee. It's really an entire, like you mentioned groups. I'm a member of a lot of groups. I don't think I've heard a lot of other people out there say, I join as many groups as I possibly can so that I can connect with as many people as I possibly can. I think that's a poor strategy. It's using, you know, it's using a shotgun approach. And for me, just like anybody in the real world, you don't want a shotgun approach to reach you. You want somebody who says, hey, I would like to reach out to you, and here's why. You know, maybe here's an introduction. Here's a common ground that we have. You know, let's start a dialogue because I'm not just going to go to LinkedIn and say, hey, Bob Smith, you know, please like Grape Wraps. You've got to establish that rapport with somebody, even if it's in a digital platform, and even if it's with exchanging a few brief messages, and really you open up the door from there.
I agree. Very good. AK, did you have a burning question to ask?
I'm getting really good ideas, but I'm just tweeting. let's see. Well, I guess I'm more curious, and I don't know if you can speak to this so much or not, about some of the ideas that you guys use for social media in terms of marketing and getting customers aware about Grape Wraps. Are you involved in that side of it at all?
I am too. Well, you know, at a higher level, you know, the title out there is not just on the franchise sales. What we didn't want to do is limit this role that I've stepped into with Grape Wraps. And I've got to give some major kudos and some major props to Mark Kaplan. He's the chairman of the organization. I mean, he reached out to me. It's funny we're having this conversation. He reached out to me via LinkedIn, and I didn't know Mark prior to him introducing himself on LinkedIn. But, you know, I think that he had asked around. He was looking for somebody to help him better engage people and, I guess, up the ante when it comes to his franchise sales efforts. And so we asked around, and I guess I had a good rapport, a good reputation out there in the Atlanta area. And so he just invited me to coffee on LinkedIn, and that turned into a deeper conversation about, you know, what is it that he wants to do with the brand? What does he want to accomplish? How can he better engage not only prospective franchisees, but how can he, you know, take that plus one approach to Grape Wraps and making it relevant to the millennials and the Gen Xers out there, and a lot of that even during that initial conversation and the subsequent ones, focused on social media and how we need to position the brand, not just in saying advertising, but how do we engage people out there to connect with the brand on a one-on-one basis? And so, and I got to say, if you're tweeting while you're doing this conversation, you're a much better person than I am, because I can't have that dual focus. But you know, to bring it back, you know, to engage the consumers, going back to the brand development side, is saying, first and foremost, who is Great Wraps? What is Great Wraps? You know, how do we position the brand? And so internally, we're calling this a brand pivot, and I think pivot is a phenomenal word to use, and we've been using it a lot more frequently internally, and starting to be externally. But what is this brand pivot that over the course of over two decades, nearly three decades, we've had this remarkable brand, but what is it now that's going to spark interest in it? And I've got a lot of appreciation for some of the new, fresh brands that, you know, are hot on the lips of a lot of people out there, and they have the flash, they have the pizzazz, they have the appeal, and they're expanding very rapidly. And how are they doing that is by engaging the consumer on a one-on-one basis, whether that's in the restaurant, whether that's in their traditional advertising, or whether that's in social media. So obviously we know that Twitter is out there, that Facebook is out there. I don't really think that people want to connect with a brand necessarily on LinkedIn unless they're professional and they want to learn more about the company because they've got an appreciation for the leadership of the company or the direction of the company. But I think as consumers, what they want is they want responsiveness, which to me means that you've got to have somebody dedicated to social media internally. I think that person needs to always be aware of what's going on out there, not only from a positive perspective of saying thank you for visiting the restaurant and addressing maybe any minor issues, but also, you know, fielding major issues as they come and having a strategy in place to of what to do and how to respond and, you know, maybe even in certain situations how to escalate issues up the ladder. So, yeah, we're definitely focused on what strategy we're going to use and also how do we incorporate that into our website to make us even easier to reach just from our, you know, greatwraps.com domain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, you know, you mentioned the responsiveness. Last week I was sitting at MD Anderson all day, and I threw a tweet out there. I mean, this MD Anderson is huge, and I just threw a tweet out there saying, oh, you know, great volunteer service. The coffee cart just came by, and how did they know I actually needed a cup of coffee right now? It was less than 5 minutes that an MD Anderson Twitter account responded to me and thanked me and asked if I was doing okay while I was there. It's like, what? Really? That, they have someone that's dedicated to it. And then I talked to Valpak. We had Jim on the show two weeks ago, and he said, you know, they have to have a dedicated person just to Twitter and a dedicated person to Facebook. So with that in mind, how do you guys handle it? You said you have social media people. And then a second part of the question is, what are your policies about your franchisees? I know there are various Facebook pages. Who monitors those? Is it the franchisee? Is it the corporate? Can you share that? I'm not sure if that's something that you can actually share with us.
Yeah, no, there's two strategies that I think that people can use, you know, any organization can use out there. Do I keep somebody in-house or do we have somebody that we have as a third-party vendor? And I've been a part of organizations that have used both. To me, the third-party vendor has an enormous learning curve. They're usually much better and much more timely about responses, but they've got an enormous learning curve to know what would Great Wraps say and how would they respond and what's the tone of the voice and, you know, is it a serious response here? Is it a funny response there? You know, what is it? How can I tweet as Great Wraps or respond to somebody on Facebook as Great Wraps, which is what ideally we all want? You know, the consumers, right, they see through corporate speak, so they want that engagement. So internally, I think that we could do a better job. I think most organizations out there could do a better job. Even to use your example, you know, that 5 minute response time. Mm-hmm. I myself have had a lot of examples, both good and bad. You know, even Best Buy, I had a negative Best Buy tweet. They responded to me. We kind of took it offline, and they addressed some of the issues that I had out there. So a lot of, especially the larger organizations, are doing a great job on timely response. But, you know, to me, it's not always about timely, but it's also about the depth of the response. And was it adequate? Mm-hmm. Was it just a, hi, thanks for coming by? I'll tell you, for me personally, what I encourage a lot of other executives, especially the presidents of organizations, and even some of our direct competition and indirect competition, I think they do a phenomenal job. And I think that we do, frankly, a very good job ourselves, is having executives tweet to customers and having executives engage consumers. Because I find by far the most positive, happy, overwhelming response and winning that consumer, and yes, it's a one-on-one basis, but they're going to tell people out there. They're going to have these stories. Maybe, frankly, it's over lunch or over dinner where they say, at Great Wraps, having a great sandwich, an iced tea, and these baked fries are phenomenal. If you can send them a tweet while they're in the restaurant or even later that day as the executive, you know, the VP of the brand or the chairman or the president of the brand, that personalization beyond just the Great Wraps Twitter user handle or the Facebook page, that personalization really, really speaks volumes and really wins fans for life. So, for me, it's a personalization page. And to the franchisees, you got to be cautious. You know, you've mm-hmm. got to really, you know, you need to have a social media policy in place, but mm-hmm. social media it's evolving literally hour by hour and day by day, and what is it and how do we use it, which is the fun part about it too, because we're making up the rules as we go. But because we're making up those rules, it's hard to put a black and white policy in place. So to encourage franchisees to say, if you want to talk about the brand in a positive light, let's do it this way. And maybe here's some platforms and maybe some ideas on how you could tweet or engage consumers. Leave all negativity to the side. Let us deal with that from a corporate standpoint. Let us, you know, escalate it to us and let us handle it. But if you don't know what to say, Don't engage the consumer. Don't say anything because you could be saying and representing the brand in the wrong way.
True. Good. I was looking here through the chat and the Twitter to see if we have any questions coming through for you. And I had one, and it's just like,
I have one.
AK's the multitasker, and she's got good questions.
She's good.
And do you guys run any like social media campaigns other than kind of just the interacting with people on Twitter, Facebook, et cetera? Have you done anything, contest giveaways, you know, use hashtags, this and that, something like that?
To my knowledge, we have not done that, and not done that yet. And I see the value in it. I'm a big proponent of it. I'm a big proponent of hashtags. I think that they help people join the conversation. You know, you really see them popping up everywhere on the traditional media space. You see them in the bottom
yeah.
corner of a TV show while you're watching TV, so you can join that conversation. That's what we want people to do. You know, we want people to join our conversation of what is Great Wraps, and there's some phenomenal tracking tools out there that we're not taking advantage yet of, so we're doing this more of a organic one-on-one basis, but we will continue to elevate our game and make sure that we continue to stay ahead of the curve of most major brands. Technology for us is critical, both in internal systems, our website redesign, which is a process we're going through right now, what technology works and what technology do consumers want within their restaurants. Is that kiosks, self-order? Is that being able to pre-order or even order in-house from your iPhone and being able to scan that barcode and have your food magically appear 3 minutes later? You know, I don't know what the answer is, but we're paying attention to everything out there, and that's just what you need to do to see really what kind of drives consumers versus what's just kind of a trend, or isn't going to come to fruition. So we certainly during my time we have not done that, AK, but we certainly will, and we want to help drive traffic probably more through contests or signing up for our e-club or signing on to our SMS text messaging platform, things like that to reward people and build the volume of consumers that we have in social and email marketing.
Have you guys been with Vine or Instagram? I mean, not just like campaigns, but I'm very interested now since Instagram came out with video, companies that have been using Vine to see if they switch to Instagram video.
Yeah, well, we're not really doing much with Vine or Instagram. I will tell you personally, I think Vine is too brief. I've tried it. It doesn't grasp me as a user. I think that Instagram, I love Instagram. I love it. But when the feed of the Instagram images dropped from Twitter, it killed me. I could see those images in my Twitter feed, and then they were just magically gone one day, and there was that big uproar about Instagram no longer in Twitter. But they're pulling me back. I love the visual platform. I love the filters that Twitter has. Consumers are loving them. They're engaging one-on-one and with brands with Instagram. And I think they did a great, great, great job by extending that life of what the video length is and still keeping it short, but longer so that you can get a better sense and a more fulfilled experience with what that video really is versus a bunch of choppy clips trying to fit as much as possible into a Vine clip as you can.
Yeah, I totally agree. Somebody asked this question on Twitter today, and I hadn't really consciously noticed it myself, but I thought, wow, I really haven't even gone into my Vine since Instagram video came out, because 15 seconds is way better than 6 seconds. I have heard that Vine has added some features recently. I just haven't gone in to check out what they are. But, I mean, with so many platforms out there, if everybody was already using Instagram, I feel like they kind of have it.
Kind of on that level, I've experimented with, these new platforms come out and you want to see what they're all about. I mean, there's so many, many things coming out, whether they're microblogging or deeper blogging. Like Medium is out there and Path is out there. And I'm a big fan of Path.com. I think that Path is what Facebook could be, but is more closed off, so a lot of people aren't really aware of it. And it's certainly not something that I think a brand could pursue just because it's more of a closed ecosystem, but far more engagement within that ecosystem.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great platforms out there that you can share within their platform, but also on Facebook and Twitter, which I think is genius for them because that's how they expand. But there's, I think it's 360.io or 360.io, where you can literally stand in one spot and take a 360-degree still image of where you're at. And to me, that's a wow. If I can go somewhere and on Twitter and virtually stand within a restaurant or virtually see what our executive boardroom looks like, what my office looks like. I've had people direct message me saying, send me that link again because I can't find it, just of what your office looks like, just because they want to engage. They want to see the people behind the brand. They want to see the face behind the curtain. And that's really what social is all about. It's not saying, thanks for coming to Great Wraps and, have a nice day and come back and see us. It's, what did you have? Why did you have it? How can we better serve you? And thank you for coming at the same time. So, and here's a picture of our next limited time offering that's coming out, and a sneak peek to all the people who are following us, so people can kind of get that inside track and kind of being in the know. And that's, frankly, that's what we all want. We all want to be that first adopter and that kind of in the know group to be able to run to Great Wraps and try that item even before it's released to everybody else with that secret password or that phrase to get the offering. So to me, it's a lot of fun. It's all about engagement, And when I go back to that conversation, that very first conversation that Mark and I had, he got it. And that's why I love what we're doing with the brand. When you've got leadership that says, I want to adapt and I want to adopt and I want to explore what's out there so that we can stay ahead of the curve and become relevant all over again, he gets it, and it's been an awesome ride since joining the team.
Well, yeah, you and Mark both are very open with the not yet, but we're looking into it. And you're very honest and upfront about that. And I can see, I mean, I visualize the two of you having a Google Hangout here soon with potential franchisees or customers, you know, just having that hangout, that conversation, like, you know, what are your burning questions? It's not just AK and Deb asking, you know, what are you doing for marketing and what does your food look like and taste like? I really see you guys just jumping into new things like that and very comfortably, because
yeah,
you have that executive team that gets it and willing to try it, you know, and experiment and take that challenge. I love it.
You know, and I frankly, I've not done as much with Hangouts. I think it's a great feature. Not as many people are there. I know that you're very engaged with Google Plus and I like the platform a lot. You know, it's one more thing that you kind of have to keep up with, which I think is where you've got to really utilize the social media tools like TweetDeck and Hootsuite and everything else that's out there that a lot of people just don't know about. They go to Twitter, they make an account, and you guys know this just as well as I
do,
and they start following a bunch of people, and they go, oh, this is too much work. And it's not a lot of work. If you utilize tools that are out there, and heck, I get you know, I kind of cheat myself. I get a daily email update of key updates of people that I'm following or that I'm friends with. It's, you know, just news.me, which I think is the company that bought Digg or is associated with it. And they give me a brief rundown of the top 10 to 15 things that are happening in the world yesterday and social of people that I know that I'm following. And it's a great synopsis, and then I'll dive in throughout the day from time to time. You just can't let it absorb your life, and you can't let it become work. When it becomes work, it's not fun, and nobody wants to work versus have fun. So just have fun with it. Use your own unique voice. And we do, you know, as far as face-to-face conversations, we're doing a lot of face-to-face Skype conversations. You know, we're an organization that. Because we've used Microsoft tools mostly in the past, we're still continuing to go down the Microsoft platforms, which includes Skype moreover than Google. But where consumers are going to be is where we're going to be, and we're going to be there first. So yeah, I think it's a great platform to have face-to-face conversations and let people ask real-world conversations. And just say, sure, you know what, we'll give it a shot, or here's what's going on within our world.
Right. Well, if you're dealing with professionals, as we mentioned earlier, you know, the LinkedIn user, they're professionals. So chances are they're using Skype. They may not be using Google video calls. But that face-to-face conversation, and I was just wondering, in the franchise development or even in the franchise support, you know, it's been almost a year and a half now since I've left the franchise, but one of the things that we were introducing was the support calls that you give do on a monthly basis is to do them via video, whether it's video Skype or Google Video or Google Hangout. You know, more and more, and how many people have iPhones and love to do, I've got a lot of folks that want to do a phone call, but they said, let's just face-to-face. You know, do you have iPhone? Yes. Okay, we can do FaceTime. It's just becoming more popular now of people having that technology at their fingertips and wanting to do it.
Well, when you've got, bandwidth is always expanding, and, you know, connection speeds are becoming faster, and our devices are becoming faster, and it just makes those things, instead of that choppy video that we all know, even 5 or 6 years ago, especially for the consumer like us, was, you know, a very kind of choppy experience, and now it's all fluid. And so I'm literally having voice calls and video conferences, not just with our team, but people who are interested in the brand overseas and in Central America. So for us, when we talk about how do we think outside the box? And I'm not saying that we're prepared to go overseas yet, but we want to have these discovery conversations with people who say, we recognize what you're doing. We love that you've got a brand that is so flexible, yet delivers a hot, fresh product to each consumer on an individual ordering basis. You know, somebody can say, I don't want tomatoes on this, or they can say, you know, I want, you know, extra bacon or something even extra hot. We can do that where a lot of other brands, and not using a microwave. We have no microwaves within our restaurant. So we can deliver a product that is literally made every single time a customer orders it, that is oven-baked, that people really appreciate the flavor profile that they get, that's a differentiator for us. So as we've gotten that message out there, and you mentioned, I think, seeing Mark in a video, he's a big proponent of that. We're going to be rolling out a lot more video, I guess, presentations of who we are. You know, I think Apple is one of the first companies that pioneered it, and, you know, with the iPhone and the iPad. You know, what is the iPhone, and here's how we developed it. And then you had a lot of other corporations and even Google spoofing Apple and you know, having some tongue-in-cheek references with some of their videos. It's funny, but it engages the consumer. And so for us, we're thinking, how can we talk to people through recorded video that they can see any time of the day, and they can get a message, and they can see, you know, who the people are and who the other franchisees are with testimonials behind, you know, behind the company. And but how can we do it in an engaging way so we're not talking at them, that we're talking to them and we're speaking their language? And so that's an entire series that we're going to continue to we're tweaking right now what the platform is. We've already commissioned a video company. We're talking to multiple design and advertising companies to help us fine-tune. We know what our message is, but fine-tune the message to make sure that it reaches the consumer the correct way outside the restaurant, within the restaurant. But, yeah, we're all about embracing technology and, you know, platforms that people want to hear.
Mm-hmm. The video is definitely it.
We have a question in our chat room, and the question is, how do you localize your efforts at Great Wrap? How do you push down relevant content and get local stores sharing the content at their level?
It's a great question. I think that primarily that's going to be working with franchisees on an individual basis. So you can do that, in my opinion, one of the best ways to do that is through co-ops. You know, co-ops where you have franchisees working in tandem on a regional basis. You've got a leadership hierarchy within that co-op, and, you know, kind of what is their strategy and what is their voice on a regional basis, and to drill it down, you know, maybe not just by state or by region, but how do you do that on a one-on-one basis? You know, how do I do that, you know, in Northeast Georgia you know, Alpharetta, Georgia. How do I do that on a store-by-store basis? I think it's in my opinion, trying to educate your franchisees. And again, I'll stress, we try to tell our franchisees and our corporate team members, if you don't know what that message is and you don't have something positive to say, please, you know, hold it back. Let's not turn somebody off. Let's not get that negativity out there. Let's be all about a positive organization, because that's really what we represent at the end of the day. But to get that very hyper-local level is going to be all about somebody who is engaged with their customers. And this even goes back to the caliber of the franchisee. Let me backtrack a couple steps. If I do my job and we do our job as an organization in going out there and finding remarkable, engaged, personable franchise partners to help us build this brand and expand this brand, and we have a direct, ongoing, in-depth conversation with every single franchise partner that wants to join this brand, and heck, everybody who wants to buy an existing restaurant from an owner, we make sure that we meet that person on a face-to-face basis, and we put them through the ringer. You know, it's a two-way dialogue. It's not just us selling Great Wraps on that person, but that person saying, here's how I'm going to represent the brand in my market. And we talk about engagement. We talk about how to reach consumers. And that's not just by what is your advertising strategy. Why would you shy away more from couponing versus trying to get the product out there and connecting with consumers and connecting with local businesses and organizations and other groups. But what would you do? What would be your marketing strategy? And we leave that as an open-ended question and allow them to answer it. So that's a very long-winded way of saying I think that if you find the right person to begin with and you give them the right tools, and this really goes for, I think, any facet, but if you give them the right tools and you help support them ongoing and you answer their questions about what should I be doing and what should I be thinking when I'm trying to connect with people through social on a one-on-one local basis, then everybody wins.
And you tapped into something that I don't hear enough personally. I don't think I hear enough franchisors address, and it's the resale component of an existing business. I mean, I love hearing that you take as much pride and diligence in that resale and bringing, because you're still bringing in a new franchisee, that's a very hands-on approach that you have. So kudos to Great Wraps for doing that. I love it. And AK, I'm seeing that we're coming up to the 15-minute mark here, and we're going to have to move into the Geek It Out. But do you have any other questions for Matt before we move on? Or any other in the chat?
No, I think we're good. Thank you very much,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, it's been
thanks, ladies. I really appreciate the time. This has been a phenomenal experience. Thank you.
Well, you've provided a great deal of information here, and AK's done an awesome job of tweeting it and sharing as much as she could. So if there's someone here that's listening and wants to connect with you, what's your social handles or profile or email, or what's the best way to reach you? Because we want to find that Baltimore franchisee.
Sure, thanks. I appreciate it. Now, my Twitter handle is very simple. It's just at DeBusk, which is my last name, is at D-E, B as in boy, U-S-K. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. Pretty easy to hunt down Matt DeBusk. There's not too many DeBusks out there, so it's probably pretty easy to find me. And I'm also on Facebook, but really I prefer, that direct engagement with Twitter. I think it's a phenomenal platform. And by default for the throwback, you can go to debusk.me, and I house a lot of my connections right there. So one-stop shop.
Very good. Well, thank you. This has been very, very helpful, and I really enjoyed the conversation. So you can hang on if you'd like, or we'll release you.
I'm going to hang on. Thank you.
Okay. Do you remember that one, AK?
Yeah, I was really just bopping along. I kind of wish it hadn't ended.
It's been a while. Okay, so our fingertips are ready. I've opened up some new windows and ready to see. Okay. What are you going to share with us tonight?
All right, well, I have a new app that I'm really, really excited about. And actually, when Jeff's brother was here from Arizona, he shared it with me. And I couldn't believe that he knew about an app that I did. And I was like, oh, maybe we should do some sort of app exchange program here. But anyway, so this is really cool. It's called, you can get it at tvfoodmap.com. So just tvfoodmap.com. And this app will show you, based on your location, so if you put it on your phone, you can just click the little button and it pulls up your location. Any restaurants near you that have been featured on any of those Food Network shows, Travel Channel shows, or anything like that, and it tells you, like, reviews and the write-ups about them, and you can watch a little YouTube video about when it was on the show. It's really cool.
Now, when I just went to maybe I went to the wrong one because I got a commercial playing in my ear, so I turned it off real quick. So it's TV Food Maps with an S.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, got it. Got it.
Really
okay.
Cute. And it's so cute. There's a cute little logo, so it just looks cute on the phone.
If it looks cute on the phone,
cool.
It's going to be.
And so I wish I had been doing so much flying and traveling lately, and I didn't find out about this until my travels were over, and I'm so bummed. but it's really cool.
I see it. Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
So there's our app for the night.
Yep, there's our app for the night. Okay, next we have, let's see, we'll do the one that you sent me this week, which is, I have to find the actual site because I was in the editor. It's Popular, but it's TOPULR.com, I believe.
Yeah, I have to go back to him.
ULR.com. If that's right. Yep.
Yep.
Have you used that at all, or did you just
I have not. But Dave Delaney, that's why I sent it to you, because Dave had posted on his page that he was testing it out. And then yesterday, he actually posted his site that he designed using this. It is really, really cool.
You know, it reminds me of the S'mores pages.
I started to say the same thing, that it does remind, and Social Geek Radio has a S'more page that you designed for it. I think, though, it has a lot more capabilities than S'mores does.
Yeah.
It had some digital and some things that you could add to it, so it's cool. But I do want to test that one out.
Okay,
as if we don't have enough profiles out there.
Yeah, I know. So I was just fine with that. So yeah, I'll have to check that out some more. But it looks like it calls a page a pop, which I thought was pretty fun. So you can go on and create. So it does look like it has a lot of cool features, and apparently there's a pro version. But if you sign up for it, it looks like it gives you a 14-day free trial of the pro version. So
I'll have to
learn more about that. Okay, let's see. Another one that I have is it's called Quirky.com. It's Quirky.com, Quirky.com. And this one is a site where you can go and you can submit an idea that you have for a new product, and people can back your ideas. You can also shop some things that have been created and backed on the site. And I should have never come to this site because everything on here I want to buy. I just found these shake bags where it, like, opens up at the bottom. They're, like, really cool canvas bags, but it opens up and it has, like, a net. So if you put it off, take it on the beach, you can shake the sand out of the bottom of the bag. I'm like during the show, I'm tweeting, I'm listening to Matt talk, I'm asking questions, and I'm shopping on Quirky.com.
Matt, she's got a problem. She clearly, I think Matt's still with this, she clearly has a problem.
Yeah. So, but it's cool. I like that you can submit your idea, and you can also participate. You can evaluate ideas. You can view things that are upcoming. You can help price the finished designs. So I know you're a big Shark Tank fan as well as I am. So I think it's really cool to kind of be involved in the process that some of these people are going through, you know, in this stage of developing products and ideas. And I'm always trying to come up with new ideas, so I can't imagine, like, I would be just submitting things all day.
You just told us something we didn't know. You're always coming up with ideas? Oh, really?
I guess I'm always trying to come up with ideas. I was looking down on this, and at the very bottom, it's got this pivot power strip, which I see in the store all the time. So I think it was really cool that it was developed on this site, because you can definitely see that these products made it to market, you know, that they're doing really well. So very cool. Okay, next we have something that's in beta. So when you get to the site, you pick a username that you want to claim, and you put in your email address. And it's really not until after you do that that you get more information from the site about their about section and to their blog. It's called maptia.com. It's M-A-P, so map, M-A-P-T-I-A.com, maptia.com. And it says it's trying to create this, like, photo map of the world. So I still haven't quite figured out exactly how it's going to work. I've been trying to poke through their blog and read their about, but what I'm assuming is that people are going to be able to share pictures of their locations, and you'll be able to sort of browse destinations by photos. And it might have, I'm picturing some sort of, like, really cool, you know, like, spinning globe where you click on and all these pictures pop up, but I had no idea if that's how it's actually going to be. But it seems really neat. So, you know, I'm always signing up for these beta things. So I claimed my username and I put in my email address. So I'll definitely keep our listeners and everybody posted if I learn more about this one.
You know, where it's about time that we create another one of those lists that requires you to do a count of how many profiles you have out there.
No, no, that would take way too long.
I would say, because you were, I forget how many you had like 2 years ago when we made you do that count. We did a little contest and say who could guess how many you had out there.
Yeah, I way since lost count of that. That's why, if you Google me, my name just pops up on every single site that's possibly out there, and which is bad. It's good and bad, but some of these sites I haven't ever been back to, so I have all these, like, stale profiles out there, so I really need to try to, like, reel myself back in. But I get to test them and learn about them, which is fun.
Right. And you share them with us. That's good. This one looks cool, though, this map. I'm going to have to play around with it.
Yeah. So it's kind of a bummer that you can't really learn about it until you put in your info, but I guess that's their way of getting info. But anywho, okay, so the next one I have is called Pave, PAVE.com. Pretty simple. Okay, so I don't know a ton about this. I was reading an article about it shortly before the show, so I threw it on here so we could kind of take a look at it together. It looks like it has something to do with getting youth involved with new ideas. So it looks like it helps assemble sort of like Quirky, but now kind of on the youth side. Because I'll just read how it's when it says how it works. It says, Pave is a community where prospects and backers come together to create teams that unlock the potential of young careers. So it looks like it helps get backers for ideas. So I don't know if it's something where it's mentors or, you know, financial sectors coming together. It looks like there's an opportunity for people to become mentors, and there's all sorts of different aspects of it. But I was thinking about, I'm drawing a blank on her name, that the young girl that we had that was fundraising for her trip.
Because I know it's Ronnie Dealey's granddaughter, and now that you're mentioned it, I can't think of her name either. That's awful.
I know. It's horrible. But, something like that would, you know, be something that it sounds like she would be interested in. And I think from everything I'm working on with a couple of my clients that are involved with youth and technology and making things, I think it's becoming more commonplace that youth are kind of being taught this sort of entrepreneurship approach younger than, I don't think I heard the word entrepreneurship until I was in, you know, college.
Right,
so,
right.
I think it's really neat that sites like this are evolving to help that.
Yeah, that was cool. Okay, so the operator's telling us that we only have 30 seconds left, so very good. Matt, thanks again for joining us. I know you're still listening in. It was wonderful having you. And good to see BJ and our other guest in the chat room tonight. And AK, welcome back.
Thank you. It was great to be back. And I'll see y'all again next week.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks.
Social Media. Social Media. Social Media.